Hey, this is Jim McDonald. Welcome to episode 119 of the PowerCast. This episode is Chrissy Mae Cagney and an anonymous female fan. We didn't know going into it that she was going to be anonymous, but she is now. So, anonymous female fan. There was some discussion at the beginning of this episode about when a guy's balls drop, and I would just like to let everybody know ahead of time that they drop before you're born. They don't drop later. So, puberty, that's something different, but your balls are already down where they're supposed to be by then. Our sponsors for this episode, HowMuchYouBench.net, ThePowerMagazine.com, CavemanCoffeeCo.com, Compex USA at shopcompex.com, Rogue Fitness at thepowercast.com/rogue, also Apeman Strong at apemanstrong.com. And without further ado, here is episode 119 of the PowerCast.
Live at Super Training Gym in West Sacramento, California, this is Mark Bell's PowerCast. Alongside Silent Mike and Jim McD, here's your host, Mark Bell.
That's what I learned at sex ed.
Underdeveloped.
We're all the same within like the first weeks we're made or something, right?
Yeah.
I think it's longer than that.
And then one develops.
Well, then why does it take so long to be able to tell gender?
I don't know. It didn't. I don't know.
I don't know stuff. I don't know anything about that baby.
Because my dick's on the inside of a clit.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess. Well, you know how like your balls drop when you're a certain age?
I don't know.
So when you get to a certain age, your balls drop.
Oh.
And if
what
you
age
have...
were you?
I'm still waiting.
She's like, I was 17.
Hopefully 29.
Well, I was in gym class.
Didn't we talk about this? There's some countries, maybe the Philippines or something, where there's some sort of weird genetic deal where the balls don't drop until they're 12 if you have that certain genetic mutation.
And is so 12 they, early or late? I don't
do know. Balls no, actually it's, drop? I thought that was for
late.
Dogs.
No.
Yeah, well, that's because of Nirvana and rock music.
It is for dogs. In humans, they drop before birth, normally.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I thought we were talking about puberty.
Have you ever seen a baby right after it's born? Its ball sack is like bright red.
Yeah.
And all the hormones.
Typically
it, like,
gigantic.
Exits. Try to stay away from the little baby thing yourself. Yeah.
Staying away
You've
from
never
those
seen
baby,
a baby
dicks.
Yeah.
Don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Chrissy Mae thrown in jail for looking at baby dicks.
Actually, one of my friends one time was taking a newspaper and fanning off her baby's balls because she was like, he's too hot. Look how big his balls are.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, that's not necessary. They'll cool themselves off at some point.
Yes, exactly. It's a it's
science.
If there's a lot of testosterone in the mom's bloodstream before the baby's born, the baby has huge balls at birth.
And then
they equalize over time. They equalize over time.
Baby balls.
Well, that just
at least they're shaved.
Yeah.
Is that inappropriate?
Yeah.
Am I being inappropriate?
Yeah.
Why is everybody looking at me so weird?
Yeah.
Why is everybody looking at me
but
so
I think
weird?
We're still... I thought we were talking about puberty when balls were dropping.
Well, we were
not
talking
like
about...
The, no,
we were
talking
about having both
already,
sets of reproductive organs.
Yeah. Balls are already way dropping.
Well, we were talking about meat spin.
Yeah,
that's how it started.
That's how it started.
That's how it
I still
began.
Don't know what meat spin is.
Oh, well, we can show you.
Hang on.
We'd be obliged.
If you're going to do this, always do it in an incognito link so that you don't get every manner of advertising.
See, I tried to look it up on my phone, and like my phone broke.
That's what how
Jim,
your screen
it, like,
cracked.
It broke my phone, yeah.
Jim tried to teach me how to look it up. Like, look, there you go.
Hey.
Oh that's so Mike thought that was a vagina.
Well, I don't know what. No, we had this conversation.
Hey, let me just make it clear to you, Mike. There's not a vagina in this frame at all.
That is a beehole.
There is a hell of a tan line, though.
Yeah. So I think that's what started the conversation, though. I believe those.
That looks
Drew,
like a female.
See, that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
It's just a male who likes to tan.
Just...
A tan, yeah.
You
a
tan. Are officially
what,
gay,
at,
smiley face.
Look at how hairy the one on the bottom is compared to the one on the
That's
top looks
mean.
Like a lady.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's a lady with
And even like her body, like where it's, the tan lines are, it looks like a woman.
Is it possible that that is somehow like
a
CGI?
Woman. Oh, a CGI wiener. The very first CGI. This
video shopped.
This website's
mesmerizing.
Since the internet. This is an old website.
Yeah, because Drew...
12 years old.
We watched it for hours last time.
It was great.
We got up to like 14,000 spins.
Yeah, we got a lot of spins.
We broke it.
Got to be a world record.
Oh, it counts? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're going
to... So it counts each time the wiener goes around.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's... It's like you can't... It's kind of relaxing almost.
Oh,
like,
it is.
Not for them.
Yeah. I put it on to meditate.
Put it on, sit by your pool, just relax.
Ocean music.
Yeah.
I could, oh, man.
Yeah, watch it before bed. It makes
sense. That's very nicely trimmed pube hair.
Totally makes sense.
That's yeah. why I also think it's a lady.
Well, yeah. Well, it's in the
You guys first were talking shit on me because I said it was a vagina,
well,
but I just meant
I just meant it was a lady.
I meant it was a lady. Well, I didn't mean it was an actual pussy.
Hold on, though. If you actually know, like, anatomy, like, that's not where the vagina is.
It's where your butt goes.
I've never been with a lady boy, so I don't know where the vagina is
hey,
on a lady
the
boy.
The vagina and the butthole aren't too far off, though.
They're very similar, and I bet they both could fit pool balls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my
also,
God.
Also, diamonds. We heard there was an Ocean 11 type story. Where
diamonds in the sky.
Where a lady stole a very expensive diamond with her pool hole.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you were, was, like, what, when, was that called again? Bloopers?
Oh, blooping. Hey, wait, wait.
Blooping?
Chrissy, like Chrissy, you know what blooping is?
Yes.
It's where you're getting a blowjob while you're pooping?
No, that's a blumpkin.
What is blooping?
Blooping?
Oh, I thought it was a blumpkin.
Oh, blumpkin.
Oh, man.
I believe blooping is taking, like, narcotics or anything and putting it up your butthole to get higher faster.
Oh.
No, that's suitcasing.
Oh.
Or keistering. I went. Oh. I put ecstasy in my butt once. Mm.
How'd that work?
How'd that work?
It was awesome until I had to poop it out, and then I was like trying to hold it in because I was afraid I was going to.
Hey, are you keistering something on us right now?
Maybe.
Are you hiding something?
Pre-workout.
Oh, not a bad idea. Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's ever done that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Put pre-workout.
College kids.
Wait, wait, wait. You said that when you shove something up your ass, it hits your bloodstream faster.
Right.
That's yeah. in theory. That's the theory. Oh.
Did you know that like high school kids will soak tampons in vodka and stick them up their...
Oh, my God.
Up their B-hole?
Did we lose
or
power?
Up their V-hole.
Jesus. Oh, no.
I think I'm dead.
What if you shove it up your V-hole?
Oh, you can?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I can't hear me.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear me.
I don't know.
We'll just keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
are we recording? I think we're still recording.
Everything else can hear, right?
Yeah, I think they can hear. I don't know. I don't really care.
We had
so,
a blowout.
Yeah, and the thing about that is when you put alcohol in not your mouth and it's not in your breath, so you pass breathalyzer test.
Yeah.
Even if it's up your beehole.
Yeah, because it doesn't go through.
Yeah, because
your
it's not. Yeah. You're not putting it in your mouth.
Yeah,
I don't
so
really drink.
So, yeah. A message from two women is you're better off sticking it up your ass
than your mouth.
Always.
Thanks, ladies.
Okay.
That's all we need from you today. And that
you can find me at Silent Mike.
Good to see
find
you
find him at Mark Smelly Bell.
Yeah. Give up that ass more often, I guess, is the take-home
like
message.
Are you guys hearing yourselves okay now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
It's actually better than last time.
Sort
it's not
can
as
we
loud.
Hear? I still don't think we can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you not hear yourself?
I don't know. Maybe. I can now when I'm closer. Yeah,
I can't hear my own thoughts.
I can hear
everybody. I don't know.
Right now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. I just had to...
Did you pop my cherry? Is that what that noise was?
No, I think I went... I think I moved this.
Oh.
Sorry.
Something weird happened.
My keister's moving.
Something weird happened.
Are you keistering something?
Keistering bagels.
Suitcasing.
As
bagels?
I've never heard blooping.
I think it's blooping also.
Why don't we just Google it?
Don't Google.
Yeah, be careful what you Google.
Yeah, it broke my phone.
I'd like to know what...
Yeah, like, what is it? Urban Dictionary or something? That'll let you know what a blooper is.
A blooper. I don't know what's going on around here anymore. Silent Mike goes to L.A. and comes back talking about blooping.
Oh, yeah, you just went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Really?
It was amazing. Happiest place on earth.
Like with a child? Or
no.
You're an adult that went to Disneyland?
I'm an adult that went to Disneyland.
I've been to Disneyland twice.
The definition for that is faggot, by the way.
I was with a lady. Does that help?
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, sorry, your lives suck.
Yeah, I went to
Disneyland. I don't want
to
grow up.
I went to Disneyland during Christmas, and it was easily one of the worst days of my life.
Just too busy?
Just so many people. I don't do well with crowds, so I had an anxiety attack in the Haunted Mansion. And you want to know what I screamed in front of a bunch of children?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck. I didn't mean to yell it as loud as I did.
Did you get Tourette's?
I looked at the person I was with, and I was like, what would all these fucking people do if this whole thing lit on fire? And because I was panicking. And the look of the faces of the parents covering their kids' ears and, like, turning to me in shame. And I was like, hyperventilating, and I couldn't leave.
That's awesome.
It was not
spectacular.
Good. And I have never gone back since.
Yep, you're right. Blooping. That's what it is.
To place something, drugs or anything, up your butt.
Drugs or anything.
Anything.
So anything up your ass is blooping?
Yeah.
Really?
You want to bloop later, buddy?
Something. Item, drug, or anything else.
So no,
I might be blooping right now.
Is blooping done to, like, hide drugs to get
no,
to, like, the airport?
That sounds like suitcasing.
Suitcasing.
Or keystering.
Mm-hmm. What's the movie? Maria Full of Grace?
Yep. I've seen that.
You should check it out. It's a lot of blooping going on. Yeah, it's kind of like a cultural smart person movie. Not really my style, but I had to watch it.
Drew's probably seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Drew kind of movie.
It's a Drew movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
You seen it, Jim?
I have not seen it.
Oh, it seems like a Jim Drew movie.
I just
want
to thank everybody for tuning in because this is the premier fitness channel on when it comes to podcasting. And that's why people tune in, right?
And, exactly. And blooping.
You get the best fitness info on the market.
Yeah, we covered a lot about fitness today. And in all our previous ones.
Fitness blooper in my butt.
Yeah, fitness up my butt.
When I got here, all you guys were talking about was fitnessing. So I feel like you met your fitness quota.
Yeah,
probably so.
And we lifted weights yesterday. That was enough.
Yeah, it's exactly. So boring.
It is. We're at it.
How many reps
did
you do, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people wonder why powerlifting's on the Olympics or on TV, because it's fucking boring. That's why we didn't want to talk about it.
It's not blooping, is it?
There could be a blooping reality show.
That's probably something they would talk about on TV.
Yeah.
Extra blooping.
Yeah. Bloopers.
It's still so strange that it's called blooping. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
So what's going on with your gym? Black Iron Gym. What's going on over there?
Finally relocated. So I actually go there every day now, which is nice.
Cool.
So we're just starting to implement our program for women and our program for recovering addicts and alcoholics, which I'm really excited about.
What? Really?
Yeah. Free,
that's awesome.
Free memberships for anybody in recovery.
That's awesome.
That is really cool.
So that's my steps to starting my nonprofit.
And how's that going so far?
What?
Yeah, with the addicts?
We haven't implemented it yet. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to have 2 AA meetings at the gym a week, and then we're going to start implementing the free memberships December 1st.
Very cool.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You got a big-ass staff coming out too, yeah? You got some pros coming?
Yeah,
you want to name some names and give them some
the name drop?
Well, obviously, Drew came back with me.
Drew who?
Drew Canavero.
Is that stumpy little guy?
Are you sleeping with employees?
I'm fucking my coaching staff.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
That's dirty.
Mark does the same.
Yeah.
We could take half a second when we're on names and say, we're here with Chrissy May.
Oh, yeah. Cagney,
and
Alias? What are we going with?
I like Aliases.
Ashley?
And we're going with a fan.
Anal Ashley.
We're going with a fan.
With a fan.
And a friend of mine. And a friend of my family.
Okay. Thank you for...
And we'll stay there.
She works at 559 West Street.
Whose name cannot be said, or whatever. I don't know.
It's a secret.
Okay. Yeah. Now,
Polly Poncho.
Polly Poncho. There you go.
I like the poncho.
See? It's a poncho, though, right?
Yes, it is. And they're very like trendy right now. So
I just think it looks comfy.
You look like you're wearing a blankie.
I am. It basically is a blanket. That's the point. Whatever.
Rainy day.
It's not hot, all right? Let's just get rid of
the blanket. I'm sweating my balls.
I know. I'm actually getting hot now that we've been talking.
See?
It's probably just because I'm hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. Right.
So much.
There's a lot of fat in the room. I mean, I'm guilty.
So much obesity in here.
So back to Chrissy and Drew.
Sleeping with your employees.
Yeah, fucking my coaching staff. So Drew came back. Matt Aiken also moved back across the country. And John Stewart.
Related to Troy?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Aiken?
Aiken.
Close enough.
Aiken? And John Stewart is coming down from...
Hey, the talk show host?
Comedy Central?
From The Daily Show?
His Instagram...
We have quite the staff.
His Instagram is John Stewart. And he got it before, I guess, the real Jon Stewart. So he got tagged in all this shit he was posting about.
That's
it was so
great.
Funny. Like,
That's
The Rock
great.
Tags him and shit or something. It was
That's
nuts.
That's so funny.
That's amazing.
Awesome. I think he might take offense to you not calling him also the real Jon Stewart.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He make it sad.
He might.
No.
He's much stronger than
he
me. So
the same way. Yeah, how strong is he?
He's very strong.
Super humble about it. You would never...
Yeah.
It blows my mind. He's like, I haven't deadlifted for 6 months. Here's 695 for a fucking 1,000 reps.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Yeah, right?
I died inside.
He's very strong. Yeah. He's Canadian. You wouldn't think.
I know. Yeah,
bastards.
So he's moving down too. So there's a couple other prospects that are unofficial.
Oh.
What's the goal? What's the goal, Jim? What are we trying to do over there? Dominate, take over?
Yeah, just to kind of put Reno on the map a little bit better, too, because obviously CrossFit's really popular there. And American Iron Gym is there as well, but that's kind of more bodybuilding, it seems.
Right.
So definitely to, you know, be involved in the community in Reno. We want to
create
it.
Is it a CrossFit facility, too?
Yeah, we affiliated with CrossFit because there was a CrossFit gym there previously.
Okay.
And there, when he was closing, there was like 80 members that had nowhere to go that wanted CrossFit. So we affiliated. So what will probably happen is I'll open a second location that's more of like a weightlifting hall for powerlifting, weightlifting, and then that'll be, the big gym will be the CrossFit affiliate.
Did you buy an existing gym, or is this a whole new place from scratch?
It was a gym. He was closing. We remodeled everything, repainted all new equipment, new name, everything. So basically new.
There just happened to be a gym there previously, which really helped me with permitting.
Was that hard? Did you have to move a lot of stuff out of there and stuff like that?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of awesome Mexicans that come to our gym.
Oh, there we go.
Fucking sell or build anything. And there was literally, I was like, I don't fucking want this thing. And Chino would like come back 10 minutes later. He's like, yo, I sold it for you. I'm going to bring you $50 tomorrow. And he'd take it and would show back up at the gym the next day with money. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
He jerry-rigged our reverse hyper into a leg press machine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sounds dangerous.
We've got quite the crew.
That's amazing.
Pretty impressive.
I'm going to have to see that. I can't even picture it in my mind.
Yeah, he, like, loaded it up and rigged it up so it turned into a leg press. It's pretty crazy.
So did Deadlifts and Donuts move to Reno also?
Mm-hmm. So the cool thing about the gym is there's, like, a big loft upstairs almost, like about 2,000 square feet, 3,000. Full kitchen and three giant offices and everything. Oh. So that's going to
be. I'm moving in.
Yeah.
Bathrooms.
And you were in New York City for a while, right?
Yes.
How was that?
Expensive.
Yeah. Did you like it a lot?
Yeah, it really helped me with my sobriety. I moved there kind of to stay sober and get out of SoCal. And once I realized I was able to stay sober and I didn't need to live in the most expensive city in the world to do it, and I wanted to, you know, start my life with Drew.
Gay.
So, yeah, just, it came down to...
You're both from Reno, yeah?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. I mean, I went to high school and college there, so...
Yeah, he was, like, born here.
Zach, yeah. And he moved there, I want to say, like, he was, like, 12. Yeah.
But a little closer to family and friends
dropped.
Than
yeah, New York. Yeah, when his balls dropped, he made the move to Reno.
I'm still confused about the balls
dropping.
Wait
for his penis to drop.
That happens.
Yeah.
Poor Drew. He's not even here to defend himself.
That's I know, right?
That's not right.
Poor Mike is buying all this.
Right.
My wiener's not dropping.
Yeah, Mike's going to share this information with everybody. Mike is the fountain of misinformation.
This one was right. Blooping was right. And Nutella was half right.
I don't know.
Do you know where Nutella was made?
Oh, here we go.
Belgium.
Nope. Close.
France.
Close.
She's just going to name it.
Not Belgium?
What?
Belgium?
Not Egypt.
Where the fuck was it made?
Italy.
No fucking way.
Yeah, yeah. You know
Nutella
what?
Nutella is the most overrated shit on the planet.
I agree.
Yeah. Totally agree. I think it's disgusting.
Might as well just grab chocolate.
Totally. Yeah, what's the paleo? Who fucking likes
it? It's the paleo of chocolate. Is that what you're about to say?
No.
Oh, but I thought someone was going to say that.
Should be.
Yeah, it should be, huh?
It's terrible.
I will maintain that focaccia bread, salted focaccia bread with a bunch of Nutella on it is the best fucking thing ever.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
That's delicious.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a churro sundae in Disneyland for those that hate Disneyland. A churro sundae?
I don't hate churros.
Oh, churro.
I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I don't hate churros.
Churro sundae. That was one of the best things I've eaten in a while.
That sounds really good.
And then a cream cheese filled pretzel.
I love pretzels.
Sweet cream cheese.
That cream cheese really is
sweet.
Gross.
I don't like cream cheese either, but sweet cream cheese, it tasted like a whipped cream custard.
You know what I discovered that I never had before? Mascarpone.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan never got some at Eataly and brought it home, and I fucking like ate the
Eataly.
Tub.
Oh, Eataly.
Remember, you guys went and...
Yes. So good.
Yeah.
I had a $100 coffee with Jim.
Yes.
Yeah. So good.
We love Eataly.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So, yeah, I ate the whole thing of it, and then I looked at the label. It was like, good thing I'm trying to gain.
Yeah. It's like getting Crisco.
It's like super, right, super sweet. Like, it's like a sweeter, fluffier, like, I don't like cream cheese, but fucking mascarpone's delicious.
I don't know what it is. It's like whipped cream?
It's like a combination of whipped cream and cream cheese. Like
heavy whipping cream? That shit's awesome.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, Mark has a whole glass of half and half right now.
Yeah, basically.
When we'd go to restaurants, when I was little, I'd order a glass of half and half.
Really?
On the gains mode.
Fucking, starting a bulking phase.
Fucking weird kid, man.
I like to eat butter.
Yeah, butter's awesome.
For butter by itself.
By butter carb?
Salted, though.
No, is like the salted like butter. It's delicious.
That's a great movie. I just saw that for the first time ever.
What?
Mean Girls?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Mean Girls?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
You just saw it?
Yeah,
it's so
good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I didn't know was a carb.
How come bread and butter is like the greatest thing ever?
So good.
Why is that so good?
What is
so simple?
I think it's just because like, but it has to be sourdough for me.
Mm. Well, you don't like other bread.
You know what? There's no fun.
Not a nice baguette?
I mean, that teeters along the on the line.
Any hot bread is good.
Yeah, hot,
if bread's hot, it's fucking good.
Most restaurants have really good bread. It could be a shit restaurant and it would have like decent bread.
Yeah, because they bring it out hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can heat up anything and it pretty much
just load up on bread and butter. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, they get you.
That's my favorite.
So mascarpone is an Italian cheese made from cream coagulated with...
Do they shove that inside cannolis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that a form of blooping?
Kind of. Bloop a cannoli?
Yeah. So...
When he said shove that, I didn't know which direction.
Coagulated with lemon juice, vinegar, citric acid, whatever, but does not have whey. Whey is removed. So
zero gains. No. I don't want it. Throw
no
it out.
No protein. Fuck this.
Sorry.
Bastards. Goddamn.
I need to go to Eataly again.
You know what? They have it in. It's like
turning into a chain. New York City?
So there's one in Chicago now, too.
I didn't know. It's like an indoor Italian market that's huge.
You didn't go with him when you were in New York?
I don't know where he was. I think he flew out that night or something.
They already left.
Yeah, there's one because Drew and I were just in Chicago, and there's one in Chicago.
Yeah. Pizza and shit, gelato.
It's, yeah.
Mrs. Anonymous over there, you traveled a bunch. You ever been to New York City?
Yes. Damn. I fucking love New York City.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. And where were you? You were in Manhattan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fucking nice. Did Drew like it?
No, he fucking hated it. he hated everything about it. Yeah.
Even when it's warm?
Yeah, because then it was humid and too hot.
Dude, New York in the summer is my favorite.
Yeah. So it was funny.
It does get humid, though.
The week before we left, like last week of September is when it's super nice. For the first time ever, I heard him say, oh, it's actually really nice here. And I'm like, God fucking damn it, dude. But I don't know. Yeah.
You only have like two or three months of nice weather, though, and then it's
right. And the shitty thing about there is we didn't like have a place of work to go to. We trained, and I worked from home, and that was kind of it, and it made it kind of hard because all of our hobbies were cost money or, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of one of those things where if we got to wake up every day and had a routine and somewhere to go, but we were all on our own schedules. And
you guys were in and out a lot, too.
Oh, we were never fucking there.
Right.
Ever, yeah.
Yeah, and Drew was traveling a ton for
Grid, so he was gone all summer. And it's funny because we were like, oh, yeah, we're going to stay put. And then we get a text from Matt Vincent. He's like, come to Louisiana. We're like, okay. So we just left for our whole lesson, went down to Louisiana.
That's cool.
And ate everything in fucking sight.
Yeah.
You went gator hunting.
I love
it. Oh, yeah. A fucking alligator jumped in our damn boat.
That's so scary.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
It was huge.
He sent us
That's
a gator
terrifying.
Head. We have a gator head around here somewhere.
Yeah, he said he sent you guys one.
I don't know where it went. Yeah, I don't either. It disappeared. It crawled away.
It should be like your centerpiece.
I know. It was.
It kind of smelled weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Louisiana's a weird, weird place. Very strange.
Good thing Matt Vincent's normal.
Right, yeah, seriously.
When Matt Vincent's the most normal thing about your state.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he basically, I had never had like Southern food really, and we were down there just eating fucking everything in sight.
I heard that's the best thing about it.
I gained 13 pounds in 5 days.
Just all water, like your feet get fat,
exactly.
Hands get swollen.
Yeah, and we got back and I got on the scale and I was like, all right.
That's awesome. Back. That's when you know you made it.
Worth it. Seriously.
Did you eat alligator?
If it fits your pie hole.
I had alligator before. I didn't eat it there.
Gator
though.
Bits?
Oh, that
they had cracklin.
So
have you ever had cracklin? Okay, imagine if the pork rinds were like still wet.
Oh. I don't
so
know if I like that.
So they fry them fresh and they come right
it's
off
got
the thing.
Skin
and,
on it.
Yeah, and it's like pork rinds, but they still have
gnarly.
The skin and they're all greasy.
It actually tastes good, but it's gross.
Yeah, it was super gross. I felt like a dirty garbage person eating it.
It tastes like bacony.
And it was so worth it. Yeah, it's like imagine like a. Like a pork rind.
It'll make you gag.
Yeah, thinking about it does not
well,
sound
like even like looking at him, I'm like, we're going to eat that? And he's like, yeah. And then I ate him and I was like covered in grease. And I'm like, I'm so happy. I didn't even care.
Oh my God. I'm so happy. That's awesome.
Delicious.
Matt Vincent. I wonder how he keeps such a small physique.
I've got 10 pounds off him. Have you not seen?
I have.
Yeah.
I hope he never posts a picture again, but
we've seen a lot of shirtless pictures.
Yeah. He was so funny. We're cutting him down to like, he wants to be like 265.
You know what's tough is being in a strength sport. When you eat whatever you want, you unfortunately get rewarded by being stronger.
Right, and
so
fatter.
Yeah. You're fatter and puffier.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily like mess you up. Like, and that's kind of what he's been saying about like throwing. Like when he's heavier, you know, Matt does Highland Games, and when he throws and stuff, the heavier he is or the worse he eats, he kind of performs, you know, really well. But at the end of the season, he's got to try to cut some weight so he's not so goddamn fat.
Yeah.
A lot of powerlifters used to do that, yeah? They would compete, and then they'd drop maybe 10, 20 pounds. It's not so common anymore, but...
Yeah. He just told me he told me he can't get under, like, 265. Forget it. All strength will go. So we're going to get him there and try to recomp him.
Yeah, you can only be
bit.
So fast and have so much technique. At some point, you're going to need some
He'll do fine.
Fluff behind
He'll
you.
He'll do fine. I helped his brother a little bit, and he hadn't been under, like, 300 pounds in, like, years. And he got under 300, and he did fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Brothers.
People.
Enormous.
Well, yeah, but, like, Matt doesn't know what it's like to be 255 and perform well.
Right.
But
right.
maybe with your help, he could.
Yeah. He's still eating a lot. I mean, he's still eating
I'm sure he is.
Food. Yeah. He's so funny. He likes to drink, too.
Yep.
What you got going on food-wise, Mrs. Anonymous Pants over there?
Poncho pants?
Like, what do I eat?
Yeah, what do you eat, and how do you work out and stuff?
And how'd you find Chrissy?
Okay, that's like four questions at once.
Answer them all at the same time.
Okay.
Ready? Go! Fucking answer them. Let's go. God damn it. Fuck, we're out of time.
So, yeah, I, you know, do work out, like cardio and some strength training.
Chrissy.
Not a ton. Not like you guys, not the amount of weight at all.
And I like to eat mostly paleo-ish. I just found that it like works well for mm-hmm. me. But, you know, I drink, so...
Fuck it.
Paleo beer.
Party.
I don't know.
Is this an intervention?
It's like a...
Tell Chrissy about your drinking.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Why do you drink?
Now I'm like getting hot and I need to take my
do you drink because you're sad?
Do you want to confess to Snapchat?
No,
you want to confess your drinking problem to Snapchat? Hey, I don't have a drinking problem per se.
I got it totally under control.
It's totally under control. I have a wine problem.
Yeah.
No, that's just fucking wine.
Yeah. Oh, that game of Flip Cup didn't help either.
That game of Flip Cup probably didn't help. People are like, oh, I have a drinking problem. I just drink beer all the time. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only get drunk like a couple times a week. I mean, that's what the big deal is.
Not to sideline.
No, I've actually totally cut back on my drinking because over the summer it was like a lot and like at least one day a weekend of like noon to midnight.
Because day drinking's so bad.
It's so fun, right? It's but then so much fun. Like my pants wouldn't button and then it's like time for fall and I had to kind of put some brakes on
and
that.
Your pants don't button, you just cut the button off.
Buy new pants.
Yeah,
just don't wear pants.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Go pantsless.
Yeah,
I'm pantsless right now.
Oh yes.
Hey now,
not to sideline the discussion, but one of Silent Mike's heroes, Jimmy Fallon, apparently
so
may have a drinking problem.
You know what? I think that's the media hyping it up, and I
maybe
think that's
so,
kind of fucked
speaking
up
of problems,
him.
Our quarterback, our quarterback just got caught for juice.
Oh,
the Buckeyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Steroid
I mean, like,
use investor.
What defines
oh, was that the guy
a
that
problem?
Was drinking?
Oh, I don't know.
In Ohio,
I think that
right?
It's because
he
he's been
like
injured like three
no, no,
times
no.
in a
steroids.
Row in the last couple
but
of months.
It,
oh,
and
he's hungover?
No, they're, I think maybe he's
sliced his finger up or
been
whatever.
Drunk
Jimmy?
Every time, yeah.
Jimmy's
drunk,
show,
well,
he's drunk?
Wait.
That makes him even more talented.
Wait, are we talking? We're talking about Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy
Fallon. Yes. Okay. Yeah. To me, a problem is when it interferes with like your relationships or your work.
Yeah. Well,
but he's killing his show.
Yeah, he is killing his show. He's like super functional drunk, is how it was described.
Functional alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I'm fine.
I can drive this car just fine.
Oh yeah. Plus, it has it's got airbags.
Well, he lives in New York, right? Why doesn't he have to drive?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
He's got to walk.
or just Uber the fuck out of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you do when you're working with somebody,
yes.
Nutrition-wise?
No, I'm just doing
and,
their nutrition.
And they want to drink a little bit here and there.
Oh, what do I do?
Yeah, to help to, you know.
I
you
just,
say you can only drink once a week, or how do you
yeah,
fit
like
that
Pat
in?
I let them
choose, but I kind of give them two choices. I'm like, either you track it or you don't. Like, make up your mind.
Is there an alcohol that's better or worse for you, or it doesn't matter too much?
It all just depends, because a lot of the issue is what you're mixing your hard alcohol with. It's not
right.
so much the hard alcohol, but it's when you start mixing it with a bunch of
shit.
I'm going
to mix it with Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I'm in the clear.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of the problem there, and it just really depends what, I mean, it's kind of up to everybody.
Right.
I try not to like really dictate that for people. I just let them know
it
will hinder their goals if they're
constantly
drinking.
Yeah, it would probably matter how far you want to take it, right? Like
right,
if
exactly.
If you just wanted to lose 10 and you have 50 pounds to lose,
right.
You could probably continue drinking a little bit
right.
and be fine. But
yeah.
if you wanted to get like ripped and do a bodybuilding show, there's probably
yeah.
no room for alcohol.
Right, maybe like one glass of wine.
And if you're trying to perform really high level as an athlete,
right.
There's probably a little less room for alcohol and stuff, too.
And the
right?
other thing people don't realize is alcohol is a completely foreign substance to our body. And when
right.
we intoxicate ourselves, our body's sole focus is to metabolize that alcohol
yeah.
and get out of the system. And your body's not worried about recovering from your training or performing with your training. So
trying to recover from the alcohol, really. Right,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's
like,
what I hate. Like, and it's CrossFitters. I mean, it's always CrossFitters that they go out and they like rage on Friday night, be like, oh, I just got to go sweat it out in the gym. No, that's not how your body works. You don't just sweat it out in the gym while you're training super hard.
Sounds like a nice idea. But
right. So I tell all my athletes, I'm like, if you're going to go rage, take the day off the following day and let your body recover.
Well, sport may matter too. Yeah, powerlifters often, obviously it changes, but train 3, 4, maybe 5 times a week, where
yeah.
CrossFitters are training 2-a-days, maybe
yeah.
6 times a week. You
nine,
know,
9 days a week.
Yeah, there's less times to relax or drink.
Right, yeah.
I've kind of talked to a lot of people that will, you know, they'll drink, they'll make bad eating choices, and then the next day they won't eat,
yeah.
and they'll do cardio.
Yo-yo.
Like, it's sort of more of a lot of people think it's just a female thing, but dudes do it
dudes
as well.
Do it, absolutely.
A lot of people are just trying to, like, look better and feel better, so they're like, I'm going to make up for that, because that was a bad day. That was a fucked up day, and I'm going to try to do this day. But it's probably better off. You're probably better off just being a little bit more consistent.
Absolutely.
And spread things out a little bit more, right?
And that's what the issue with people is they think like balance means overeating one day and undereating the next, and then that balances, they cancel each other out. But that's not balance at all whatsoever. So, I mean, if you overindulge one day. I just tell people, like, this is the analogy I used yesterday to my athletes. If you get in one little argument with your significant other, it doesn't completely ruin and end the relationship. If you have a bad day at work, it doesn't mean you lose your career. If you have one bad nutrition day, not everything's completely ruined. Just get the fuck over it and get back on the horse and carry on with what you know you're supposed to be doing.
I tell people you're one meal away from being off your diet and one meal away from being back on your
diet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not that huge a deal.
And the other thing, too, is the people, like, you know, if, like me, I went down to Louisiana and I didn't track a fucking thing and I overate for 5 days straight.
Yeah, that was gross.
So in those 4 or 5 days, I put the weight on, and in those 4 or 5 days, I got it off. So if you fuck off for 2 days and you gain a little weight, give it 2 days for the weight to come back off.
Did you get it off by throwing up after every meal?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Just purged. And I went out and just ran and threw up everywhere.
Are you writing this down?
I'm totally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Weight loss. Copious notes.
Yeah, it just says puke.
Yeah. I'm not a puker. That's the one thing I've never been.
The puking notes. What's the hardest thing for you nutritionally, you think?
I think the hardest thing for me is like sugar, because when I get in the habit of having it, like, then I want it. I mean, it's because it's super addictive, right? So it's like you want it. But when I'm not having it, I don't even like think about it.
See, my issue is the second I tell myself I can't have it, I crave the fuck out of it. Someone tells me I can't have something, I'm like, I want it. Like, typical.
You're not allowed to eat pizza. You're like, what?
Give me all the fucking pizza. So for me, if I have just a little bit each day and I know I'm allowed to have it, I don't want it as bad.
Yeah. I'm more like if I put like a restriction on myself, or if anything, like if I get on a medication where it's like you're not supposed to drink, I'm like, I'll show this medication to the boss. Like, I'm gonna drink.
Fuck this medication.
Totally. And I've done that
Fuck
way too many times.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like, so if I'm just like, okay, I'm just not gonna have any dessert today, and I just tell myself like one day at a time, then it's like I stop thinking about it completely.
Yeah.
The same thing with alcohol. Like, if I try to say I'm not gonna drink for 30 days, like, go fuck yourself. Like, you're gonna drink tonight if I say that. So
you're saying like it kind of more like one day I'm not going to do anything today just because I got stuff going on. I'm not going to. And then the next day comes along. It's like, you know, I got stuff going on today, too. And
totally.
And whatever. And then it sort of extends itself out as opposed to having like a plan.
A plan. Yeah. Because that's what I've just found, that trial and error. Like, that's what works for me. But I don't know. I mean, I consider if I have it's a good day. If I have a good breakfast, good lunch, good dinner, and it stays within my world of healthy eating for what works for me. And then if there's some wine on top of that, it still is a good day. It's a great day if there's no wine. So.
Yeah. You said that you lift. And I remember you telling me before that you do some of Chrissy's stuff that you read from one of her eBooks or something like that, right?
Yeah. I did Sexy Sculpt twice.
Fuck yeah. The new one. You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
I've never even done it.
Really?
It's way too brutal. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, there are some days where I'm like, this bitch is crazy. Yeah.
It's funny because I tested it on a bunch of other people, and I was like, all right, this is good.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Yeah. I really liked it.
The goal with that, too, was because I used to be very hard into the bodybuilding scene. I used to be Miss CrossFit's fucking stupid, and now I own a CrossFit gym. But it was funny. So when Drew's actually the person who kind of got me back into CrossFit. So my goal with that program was to make it appeal towards the bodybuilder crew, but keep it a lot of free weights and a lot of barbell work and stuff to get the bodybuilding mindset kind of more into the, you know, weightlifting, powerlifting.
When I think like the end of the workouts too, with like the little Metcons and stuff, it kind of made you go, okay, look, I'm doing a bunch of strength work, but then I'm going to like really get my
heart
pounding.
Because people just get so fucking caught up on cardio. Girls are like, what about cardio? What about fucking cardio? Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I still enjoy a good cardio session.
Yeah, I like.
What do you like to do? You like to run, or just in the gym cardio?
I like to run. If I'm gonna run, it's gonna be outside. Like, I don't like
running.
Treadmills.
Running implies retreat.
But I like
running away.
What if you're running at the enemy?
Different.
No. My husband says no gun, no run.
That'd be chasing. No gun, no run. Yeah. That's funny.
But I like doing the stairs.
Oh, those are hard.
Yeah.
That's bodybuilder.
Like a step mill, or you mean like out, like
no,
stadium stairs?
No, like the one that looks like an escalator.
Oh, yeah.
That's so boring.
That thing's really hard.
I don't know, but it gets your heart pounding.
Anytime you're moving that fast and staying in place, it can't be trusted. Forget it. I bought a bike. I've been riding my road bike everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good move.
What about for people that have been like just inactive for a long time, people that It might even be hard to get them to move around a whole lot.
Yeah.
Would you start somebody out like on a treadmill or stationary
bike, or just walking? If someone's willing to just go walk on the treadmill for 20 or 30, I tell people grab a book or like do something you would do anyway that you
maybe
can
listen
do.
To this podcast or
right?
something.
Yeah, yeah, listen to the PowerCast. So anything like that. I mean, if you're going to be sitting on your ass listening to the PowerCast, go at least walk and listen to right. it or go outside. I even tell people go fucking walk your dog more. That's a start. Right. You know?
Seriously.
Yeah. So it just anything,
be more active.
Right? And kind of it just a lot of times comes down to what people are willing to do, because if someone's going to resent all physical activity or their training program, it's not going to be a good fit from the get-go.
Yeah, they're going to be too pissed about it.
So, yeah, right. It comes down to, you know, just preference and just a starting point.
Where do you kind of start with someone who just wants to kind of drop 10 pounds? I know it's like going to vary a ton for each individual person, but what are some good starting points? What do you try to look at? Like maybe somebody's not currently tracking their calories, or maybe they're, you know.
I've got a client like that. She contacted me and she's about 200 pounds and not active at all whatsoever. So the first thing I told her is to just try to go outside and walk every day. I said, do you have a dog? She said, yeah. Had her go outside and walk every day. And then usually what starts to happen, and just starts to kind of track her food to see where she's at and just find balance. Like with her, I didn't prescribe her a set of macros. I had her track for 4 or 5 days so I can see where she's at and what she could be doing wrong. And then we started from there. And then
get like a general idea of where she's at.
Right. And then what starts to happen is the second they even see, you know, like their waist going down or their weight going down, they get more excited about it.
Yeah.
And I let them come to me being like, well, what more can I do? I want to be more active. Because usually when they start to see the progress, that's when you really start to want to do more more. So I kind of let them come to me with it. I don't like to force
it. Seems to be a reasonable way to do it, because activity is a lot easier than the eating part of it. I would say, you know, at least for me, it's always been that way. The eating part of it's always been harder than the activity.
Right.
Going to the gym is something I've done since I was a kid.
Yeah,
part of me, I love doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing it forever. And it seems like most people are willing to go for a walk or go for a run or go for a hike or ride a bike or whatever it is. But the eating part of it seems to be the biggest pain in the ass. So a good start would be just to move.
Yeah, just to move and just to really pay attention to calories, because I think the other people are very inconsistent with caloric intake. I've got clients who will eat 1,500 calories one day, then 2,500 the next, and 1,500, then 1,800. And I'm like, well, your body doesn't know what it's getting or when it's getting. It doesn't know how to respond. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of getting people willing to even to make an effort and then figuring out what works for them. Because some people, strictly tracking macros doesn't work.
Yeah, I think tracking food's a good start for a lot of people, too, even without prescribing macros. Because then if you put it in your phone or if you look at a label.
Makes you aware.
But, yeah, before you put it in your face, you're going to be less likely. Like you looked at Mars Capone or whatever the hell, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, didn't stop you, but at least you thought about it.
And then you don't forget, like, eating something, too. If you're just even just, like, not tracking macros. If you're just, like, sometimes I'll just write down for a few weeks, like, what I've been eating, but then it's like if I'm about to write down like I ate a cookie, then I won't be like forget that I ate that cookie and then eat like two mini candy bars that night.
Or you don't want to write like eight cookies. Exactly. You just want to write one cookie. Yeah.
And that's the thing too, is I explain to I'm working with a lot of games athletes on their nutrition, and they'll come up with excuses as to why they didn't even make an effort. And I'm like, do you ever skip a training day? And they're like, no, I would never skip a training day. I'm like, okay, then what's different about nutrition?
Yeah, would you not sleep at night? Would you not drink water that day?
Just because you just said fuck it, you know? And
do most of those people not eat enough, you think?
The issue with those people is
those guys,
those
CrossFitters,
or they have a really like misconstrued concept of what healthy is. So you get them who are like, oh, well, I'm eating these organic all natural cookies and they're fucking healthy. And it's like, you see the thing about those cookies, you know, and it's like, oh, because
13 grams of fat per serving or something.
And that's
right?
Because a lot of those things are like these businesses that are making like paleo treats or healthy cookies. They replace the butter with coconut oil, which is even more calorically dense, you know, and even though coconut oil is healthy, it comes down to calories in and calories out. And, you know, they're like, oh, it's coconut sugar. It's not sugar. Oh, fuck.
I wish more people listened to one of our best podcasts, I think, was with Rob Wolf probably like 2 years ago.
He lives in Reno.
Yeah. Well, Rob was part of the reason paleo became popular in the CrossFit, because he kind of worked with or for CrossFit and did nutrition seminars. Yeah. But he said, even on our podcast, and not his original book, I think his original book is for health.
Right.
You have celiac disease, you have this, you have that. Fix it through your nutrition. But he wasn't speaking to performance athletes. And he said multiple times on our podcast, like, clearly, strict paleo is not for the top level CrossFitter, powerlifter, basketball player, whatever.
That's what's so hard, is like I get all these athletes who have like gone to regionals and come this close to the games, and I'm like, oh, I really want to go to the games, and it just comes down, I'm just exhausted, and I look at what they're eating, I'm like, no wonder you're
exhausted.
You
got no glycogen in your system, you can't run a mile. That's weird.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then the other thing is they
CrossFitters love their cheat meals. And cheat meals to them is like a binge day. And so they're like, oh, I had a cheat meal last
night.
Turns into
a whole day.
It's a whole fucking pizza. And it's like, and then they do exactly what you were saying. They're like, oh, I ate really bad and I need to undereat the rest of the week. And it's just a revolving door.
Yeah, Lane Norton scared the shit out of us one time when he was on the podcast. He's like, people don't think that you can get fat off of having one bad meal. He's like, you certainly can. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, is that true?
Well, that's fucking just like, even if you think about like eating a 10,000 calorie meal, there's 3,500 calories in a pound of, you know, fat tissue.
We just pray we'll poop it out.
Right? And so you, in
that's
like,
a lot of math.
Think about like if you go to like the fucking Cheesecake Factory, that shit is so calorically dense. And white people love the Cheesecake
Factory.
But
there's a casual male, like an XL store right there next to it.
Right. Just go buy new clothes. Right?
We were talking about that the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. So fat Dan goes to both all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean,
sees no connection between.
Yeah, people just, you know, I hate the word cheat. I hate the word cheat meal. You know,
I do too.
It's like at least call it like a free meal or a non-track or a no fucks meal.
So for you, you're kind of thinking more along the lines of like your diet should be like flexible enough to where you're not cheating off of anything.
You never should feel the need, because like I literally tell people, you have no restrictions.
Right.
You know, and if you want to utilize your carbs on Sour Patch Kids and you're an athlete. Might not be the best idea, but you can.
I fucking told you that those were fine yesterday.
You were tracking them?
Yeah.
You ate the whole bag.
Yeah. So it's funny because, like, and it's funny how they still just think, like, oh, that's bad. People associate food bad, bad, bad. It's like, I hate.
Yeah, that gets to be really interesting. Like, what's bad and what's good?
Well, no, yeah, it's like
somebody's like, oh, milk is good. It's like, well, when, in what way?
Yeah.
Or yogurt is really
in
good.
What
or
way?
Yeah, way. Uh-oh. Get it? Wink, wink. Huh? Well, protein, whey.
No, meathead stand up.
You know, my pet peeve is when people are like, oh yeah, like I'm back on and I'm like, they're doing all their stuff and they're eating, you know, what they think is healthy for them. And then they'll go and like blow it out for like a week. And then they're like, oh, getting back into it. Like getting it. And I'm just like, why don't you just like create a lifestyle for yourself?
Yeah.
That's like the
like,
people.
That's what I'm more.
Yeah, you're back out of it. You're back into it.
Yeah,
you're back
like,
out of it.
Do
back
you want to gain
a
little bit of
weight? You got a Facebook post every time you're on and off.
That's
on the wagon, off the wagon.
That's
shut up, Joey.
Yeah.
Outside of
it's
it.
Like, oh, I'm going to get so shredded. And then, like, a week later, like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get so big.
Yeah, bulk mode. Yeah.
It's a constant revolving door of gaining and cutting.
Outside of relationship posts, those are the most annoying.
Yeah, I don't even go on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm getting it back on. Getting back on the program. Relationship
goals
are
great.
Goals, yeah.
That are always posted by people's girlfriends or wives.
Like, what about, like, what about Man Crush Monday?
No, there's no way they're ever posted
by
the guy. Man Crush Monday is funny.
I hate man. Well, what about not when it's the fucking person's husband every Monday?
It's so funny.
Surprise.
They're like, oh, every Man Crush every day.
Yeah. Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah. It's like, come
stupid.
On.
Stupid.
Yeah. Nobody believes it.
Yeah.
Nobody
if you
believes
have to
it.
Post it. It usually means something.
You're convincing yourself.
Fishy. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're trying to lie to yourself
a
little bit.
Yeah, they're the people that have to like justify their relationships by letting social media constantly know.
Yeah.
Right.
So who's your man crush?
Drew.
Changes every week.
Yeah.
Different coach of Black Iron.
Yeah.
It depends.
Depends on him if him and I are arguing or not.
He is a little shit. Where is he? What's he doing?
Today's his first day at work.
Oh, yeah. Did you take a picture?
So it's all cute.
Him and his backpack, two strapping it?
He was still asleep this morning when I left him. And I kissed him on the forehead. I was like, he's like, bye. I was like, have a good first day at work. And he went, oh, and he got all like super gay on me. I was like, that's adorable.
Oh my God.
Well, he hasn't had a actual career because of grit and stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
So, you know, now today's the first day of his adult life where he started a salary job. So he's pumped.
That's cool.
And he's a fantastic coach. You guys know that.
He's fucking awesome.
He's very smart.
Yeah. He's so excited.
He's super knowledgeable about training. I remember talking to him about it before. And then on top of that, he knows like the history of CrossFit and all that kind of stuff, which
he's
is
been
important.
Doing it for like 9 years, you know?
Yeah, it's important. You got a lot of people that are just coming into it and they get their certification over the weekend or whatever. That's a total different thing than where Drew is coming from. You know,
he's a really good observational coach too.
Oh yeah,
and he's very handsome.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, he cut his hair off.
I saw that last night on your Periscope.
Is that the Black Iron dress
man
coat?
Butt.
Man bun. Man
butt.
Butt.
Yeah. No more man butt. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, no.
Where did he shave?
Where did he shave?
Oh no.
Sorry, Drew. This always happens when I'm on the podcast without him. Every time.
Yeah, is he clean shaven on the face there, or what? Or is he...
Well, you know what he does? He likes to use my razor to shave anywhere on his body. And so
what does that mean?
I'll get in the shower and there's hairs this long in my razor.
Ball hair, or is that?
Well, because his face hair was so long for a while.
Oh.
But so he uses my razor to shave everything now, and I never know what the hair is from, so I just throw it.
You should play a game.
Right? Yeah.
Guess where it's from.
Just light it on fire. This thing's done. This thing's toast.
Yeah, but too much. He thinks it's funny. It's not. Razors are fucking expensive, too.
They are. They're really fucking expensive.
Don't you have to trim it up first before he like goes and starts shaving it?
He
really?
Doesn't. He doesn't give a fuck.
That's what it comes out all bloody.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, and a bunch of chunks of hair missing everywhere.
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
He needs to like
he
trim it down.
Did, I'm not going to name a name, but he did use one of his friend's beard trimmer to shave his situation.
That's awesome.
And I was like, why is your fucking everything shaved down there? Where'd you get trimmers? And he's like, oh, I used blanks. I'm like, that's fucked up. And also amazing.
I used to do that with my male roommate. I would use his to trim my... He traveled
not
a lot.
Him.
Yeah. No, of course I
he's
didn't
all
tell
shaving
him.
His face.
That's
no, not
so
his razor,
funny.
His like beard trimmer.
Oh, okay.
But still, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking funny.
Where's your training at, Chrissy?
I sublux my clavicle head about six.
Huh?
Yeah, sublux.
You did what?
What does that mean?
Pop this out.
Yeah, let me see the other one.
Fuck.
Can you tell us?
Yeah,
still?
Yeah. It looked like it was
still,
popping
this,
from over here.
This one's
yeah,
still
we're
out.
Looking at your clavicle. Nice clavicles.
Yeah, right.
That's how it works.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. I can't see it with your shirt on.
Yeah, we can't really. Yeah.
Doesn't the clavicle insert a little lower?
See, I popped that out real good, which kind of sucked, and then I popped a rib out too, so I wasn't able to bench. So I didn't compete at nationals.
You didn't do the squat pull only category?
I wish there was. I would have done that. So I wanted to still compete, but I was told no. So I'm competing December 4th.
Jim ended up with a Sour Patch Kids.
Someone's got to finish the bag. Yeah. So I'll lift again December 4th. So
cool.
Yeah, lifts keep going up.
How'd you fuck yourself up?
Benching.
Damn.
Yeah.
Should have used the slingshot.
Well, you know what?
Here,
you want to know what my thing is I like to train alone at the gym because that means I'm not bothered with gym stuff. Because I was at Black Iron when it happened, it was like 6 weeks ago. So I train alone, but the thing is with benching is I panic when I don't have a spotter usually, and I panicked like halfway down, and I like did this awkward like squeeze and push up, and then I got off the bench and it felt like I was on fire, my whole upper body.
Damn.
Yeah, it was brutal. So I went to the chiropractor and he had to adjust everything, and the PT was like, "You fucked yourself up."
A little better now though.
Oh yeah, benching, it's fine now. I've been benching again, like back up to benching like 135 regularly, which is good because for a while I couldn't even bench 95.
Shit.
Wow. So yeah, I'll compete December 4th and see how it goes.
Very do you cool. bench and squat and stuff too?
I do.
A little bit?
A little bit.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that?
A little bit of that.
Do you do some like reps? Like, do you try to push the weight at all, or how do you do it?
No, I don't try to push the weight too much because of a back injury.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. You have a back injury.
I do squatting on a regular basis.
Squats don't bother your back?
No, they really don't. Like, as long as I don't get too heavy with anything, because then, you know, I try to stay really. Not wobbly.
Right. Try to stay stable. So
yeah.
Not,
I mean, it's off. My doctor is like fundamentally against squatting.
Bad for the knees.
I think most are, but how many?
No, because of my back injury. So he has the same one, and he's like, I never squat. But I'm like, but squatting's a part of life. Like, there's how are you? You're never gonna ever not be bending down to pick something up. So I'd rather at least be able to do a certain amount of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just do the bar, or you do a machine?
I do like a bar, like get up to like 65, 75 pounds.
Okay, so you'll put some weight on there just to move around.
Yeah, just not a ton.
And then what about like benching and deadlifting? You mess with those too?
No deadlifts. It's just too low for me. But I do like the straight leg deadlifts.
With like dumbbells?
No, I do with a bar.
Oh,
that doesn't
bar,
hurt your back?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever tried to pull sumo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Really light. Really light. But, yeah, that doesn't bother me. But I do bench sometimes, but I need to... I'm sorry.
If you were to deadlift, you might have to deadlift out of a rack or something like that. So it's higher up, you know.
Use those wheels that you made.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I need a pair of
those. Maybe I'll come and do that.
Wheels. You could steal a pair from here if you want.
I'm gonna.
Did you drive?
Yeah, I drove.
Yeah,
no, she walked.
Rode your bike. You said you rode your bike everywhere.
Well, I don't know. You're coming from New York and shit. I
rode the bike.
Just the subway.
Over the mountain. Fuck.
Yeah, you can steal a pair.
I'm going to.
There you go.
She already had it in her plan.
30 in
well,
a car.
Well, last time I was here, you told me to take a pair, and then Drew and I forgot, and we got halfway home. I was like, fuck. And Drew's like, well, turn around. I'm like, we're not going all the way back.
You know who steals everything from me is Kelly Starrett.
Does not surprise
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, he stole a pair of those from me. And then he just came in and took slingshots and wrist wraps and knee sleeves. And his wife stole a pack of gum.
That's so I was funny. Like, what is
like the wealthiest friends I have. Yeah. You're fucking stealing everything.
Why do you think so they're so wealthy? That's how it works.
Christ.
You know what they got me into? I went and saw them because they've got a house in Truckee. And so Matt Vincent and I went and saw them. And Kelly was telling me about Wim Hof, the Wim Hof method and all the breathing. So I started doing that every morning.
He was just on Rogan.
Yeah. That we listened to it on the way back. I finally have Drew listening to Rogan. He was super against it. Just
why
listened
was he
to,
against it?
Because he used to listen to old Rogan when he was a little bit, when they talked about a lot of like hallucinogens, like him and Duncan Trussell.
Every time Trussell's on, they still talk about that shit.
Right. But it's fucking hilarious. I love it. But Drew, for a while, like couldn't do it. And so on the drive back, 3,000 mile drive, I'm like, we're fucking listening to Joe Rogan the whole way back. And he's now he loves it. He's all about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rogan just Instagrammed
Matt's mug.
Cup. Yeah, that's cool.
Matt's pumped.
Yeah.
Saw that. No wonder.
Yeah, that's sweet.
What's this breathing technique you're talking about?
You get into
cold water
cold water and you. It's a breathing technique and you do it every single morning. But Kelly was
saying, you go in a bathtub or something.
Hey, you just take a cold shower after. But Kelly was, because Drew obviously has, bipolar type 2, and Drew's been having some issues with his breathing, and he's got a cough that hasn't gone away for like a year. So I was telling Kelly about it, and Kelly's like, oh, get him doing the Wim Hof method. It'll open up all his, breathing passageways, and it'll help everything about his body. So Drew and I, Drew's been more consistent with it than I have. We were supposed to do it this morning. But I came here.
It's like a breathing technique, and then you take a cold shower afterwards?
Yeah, it's kind of different every time, and you do a lot of like inhale, exhale, breath holding, stuff like that.
What do you do, like a YouTube video or iTunes
or something? You pay for the, it's like a 12-week course, and you pay for it, and then every morning you watch the video
That's
of the day.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
12-week course on how to breathe.
I'm doing a walking one coming out next week.
Yeah. $200.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's spectacular.
But you notice results from it?
I haven't been consistent enough to, but Drew did. But we agreed to start doing it every day again. So
he's like not getting enough oxygen to his brain or something. I'm kidding. I'm messing with you.
Yeah.
Wim Hof's been on everything the last couple of weeks. Yeah. He's been on every fucking podcast.
Kelly fucking swore by it. So I listened.
Kelly's crazy.
Kelly is crazy. True. Kelly's fucking Facebook, that's a different name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a private one.
When the shit that he was talking about with his neighbor.
Brian Blaine or whatever.
Yeah. Now everyone's going to know.
Now everybody's going to go and find
that.
When you search it, you can't find it.
Oh,
really? He has it set up so you can't search it. But fuck, he's funny.
And he won't friend people and stuff.
He's a fucking crazy person. It's great.
He's out of his mind.
Yeah,
I saw his wife on the Today Show.
Yeah, it was awesome. The stand-up
kids
thing.
I'm a huge believer in that. I have a stand-up desk at work, and it's like game-changing.
Yes. How's your back now?
It's doing really well, actually. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, like a couple years ago, you were telling me about
when
your
I first
back
met you, I couldn't even fucking walk.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, you had to hold on to stuff like to move around the gym.
What did you do yourself?
I think it was like the result of a lot of different things. Yeah, I was actually blooping.
Yeah. It's in the middle of a long bloop session.
I got a pool ball stuck in there and I couldn't get it out.
There's a golf ball hidden behind
it. I popped some discs. No, I think it was just like, it wasn't one specific incident. I think it was aggravated. I think I did it a long time ago, and I think it was aggravated by some CrossFit workouts when you guys were talking earlier about Drew being such a great CrossFit coach. Mm-hmm. Like, I think some of the coaching that I had was more along the lines of the just paid for the course and then started opened a gym. So yeah,
that's a bummer.
Totally. Cause I really, really, really liked CrossFit, but it's just not my jam anymore.
Yeah. It sucks. CrossFit gets a bad rap for that. Just because it's a popular thing, but if you go to 24-hour it's the same course with a random trainer, same course in powerlifting.
And that's
how many shitty lifts are in powerlifting meets?
That's the same thing as people are like, oh, fucking CrossFit's such a joke, so much bad form. Yeah. Go into any Globo gym in the country, it's the
same. There's just shit coaches everywhere.
There's same amount of
100%.
You know, you can get any fucking certification online.
No,
I know. And people like hype up their certifications.
People are like, oh, I'm a certified personal trainer.
That's right.
Like, good for you. Have you ever trained anybody?
Certify these nuts.
Certified this dick.
Talked about your balls dropping. Now we're talking about your dick. Were you on Meat Spin by any chance?
I don't want to talk about it. I was going through a really hard time in my life.
Oh, okay. Just a phase. It was a long time ago.
It was a phase.
Do we still have the Meat Spin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, now.
Yeah, I forgot what we got last time.
It was like 14,000.
Yeah, it was
14,000.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. Because we started it way before.
This isn't official, though. We didn't have it on the whole time.
We
really
didn't.
You know?
We didn't last time either. I was sort of in and out of it, so to speak.
Yeah, it was in and out. We kept checking up on it.
It was in and out?
So to speak.
This is fantastic video. This is what the internet's for.
Right?
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder if this guy makes money somehow. Ads.
Which one?
Ads.
I see two dudes.
Yeah, I don't know the actor. I'm at the creator.
Okay.
I like the ad on the bottom. The secret guide to free live sex.
What's she sucking on? A glass fucking anal bead?
That's weird.
I have no idea.
That's weird.
Weird thing.
Create my free account.
Oh. Two friends, one fish.
I don't want to know about
that.
Amazing.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
Two friends, one fish.
Mark, why is your picture on there?
Sorry, guys.
Apparently, Woodland's the place that we're closest to that we should be looking for sex.
That's so unbelievably concerning.
That's great.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to find your husband on there.
All I can say
is hope not.
Well, just to be forensic for a second here, for one thing, there is a condom, okay? And the other is you can
thank
tell,
goodness.
That, it, you can tell
goodness.
That it was a VHS tape at some
safety
point.
Safety first.
Because there's that banding across, you know, like it, not tracking
well.
That's
what I told you. This website's old.
It's really old.
VHS on the internet.
So how many times do you think it's looped through, you know?
I mean, like, just repeat.
It's
I
just
bet
a
7,800.
I wonder if it would just go forever.
Do you think they just did like two thrusts and then just like looped
no,
it
No, I
through?
Think they enjoyed it. So they kept going, but they maybe only filmed two thrusts.
I wonder like if there's an end, though.
Two thrusts, I'd say there probably would be.
I wonder how long you could leap.
What do you mean the end would be?
Well, every porn ends the same way, so.
Yeah, what? I think there's only one.
Fair enough.
It's a cul-de-sac.
No, but can you get to enough spins on Meat Spin that like
that
you
they
win?
Finish?
No,
yeah.
Like, it's infinite.
No, it's like you win.
Like balloons come down and confetti
yeah,
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or they ask for your email address to send you.
You get a prize.
Yeah, we're gonna send you something. No. Please don't. Don't send me anything.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
God, that's terrible.
It was probably filmed in 1985 or something.
By the judge of that tan line, I think that that'd be a safe thing.
Yeah, to actually assume.
Yeah, kind of a high-cut bikini.
Yeah.
I wasn't born then, so I'm not involved. How about everybody else, Mark?
Where were you in 1985?
88.
You were born in 88?
I was born in 87.
Baby. How sorry
yeah,
you?
I know we were about the same age.
About the same.
A baby.
What's Drew,
baby.
About our age?
Drew, yeah, he's... I'm not allowed to forget. Oh. January 25th, 1987.
Happy birthday,
like,
Drew!
Don't tell anybody it's my birthday. Don't celebrate my birthday. No,
I'm
going to
send him
know.
Like a fucking obnoxious amount right? of balloons and stupid
just
things.
Just make a huge deal out of it.
Surprise party.
He gets all out of shape. Bent out of
he's
shape
super
about
weird
it.
About the birthday thing. I don't know why.
Some people just don't want the attention. I have a coworker like that. He like I have no idea when his birthday is.
I'm not that into my
I
birthday.
I used to not
he
like it.
He refuses to tell you.
Yeah,
I'm more
like,
into
it's
Thanksgiving.
My fucking birthday.
Ever since I've gotten sober, I've been more into birthdays. When I was a drunk, every day was my birthday.
It's my birthday. Free shots.
Yeah, exactly. So then when I quit drinking, I was like, huh? Because it was first like this is my first sober birthday ever, and then it was like it's my second. So I count like that way.
Do you think exercise has helped you a lot?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With your sobriety, and that's kind of the mission of what you're trying to start at your gym now?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that there's a lot of, especially addicts, not as much alcoholics, but I know a lot of recovered or recovering addicts, games athletes who, you know, were once addicted to, like, heroin or anything, who replaced that with lifting. So that's something we really want to try to do with the nonprofit is reach out to people to show them there's better substitutes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the goal.
So, you're gonna be addicted to something that's good for you.
Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback are you getting from your members? Like,
they about that our current members?
Yeah, current members.
They haven't said anything to me. I had one very rude individual who owns a CrossFit gym in Reno who I think's a little threatened that I moved back. Make a very nasty Facebook post about how that's unfair because what about all the single moms or what about all the I'm like, what about all the veterans? I'm like, that's not in my wheelhouse.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you should start a nonprofit for those people. And she made a public.
It's kind of like when somebody starts something for cancer, usually like somebody in their family had, you know, their mom had breast cancer. And so they start a foundation for it.
Right. And
You know,
alcoholism and addiction is something I battled for a decade. And it hits, you know, it really hits home with me. And especially in Reno, Nevada, you know, 24-hour drinking town, lots of drugs. and that's the place where my alcohol that's the place where my alcoholism and addiction was really bad, you know. And so I think me returning to the community to try to like give back to help others, something I never had. I never had a safe place to go lift weights or, you know, sober friends. So I want to try to provide that to people in the community.
Were you into lifting before?
Bodybuilding. Okay. So, yeah, I actually started bodybuilding when I was 19, the first time I quit doing coke. Because, a terrible idea. The last thing an addict should do is start bodybuilding. And so that's kind of where it all started.
Just because you're too worried about your body and stuff? Like
yeah,
the,
and
it's and not, it, not healthy in that
was,
way?
Yeah, and one of the things with obviously being a cocaine addict, I was always very thin. So with the body, and I had like a lot
trying
of
to stay a certain weight and stuff like that.
Yeah. And so bodybuilding, it kind of the same thing happened. I would start to put muscle on, I'd kind of freak out a little bit. Right. So, and it was just,
so maybe if you're going to bodybuild, keep the cocaine in the diet.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. It'll really help
you.
Out.
You're gonna make
but
sense.
I mean, it was funny because the second time I got into bodybuilding, I was still using, I'd go to the gym high as fucking kite on coke and lift, and like it was all bad.
It had to be good for your heart.
Oh yeah, totally.
What's some of that like? Right. You know, because we hear a lot about performance enhancing drugs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Would you put cocaine in that category?
Like as performance enhancing? Are you?
No, I don't know anything about it. I've never taken it before, but like I've heard people take it for like fights and stuff. And,
yeah, and I can understand that. It's definitely an upper, you know. Right. But it got to the point with me where I developed a chemical dependency on it to the point where when I was not on cocaine, I was a maniac. And when I was on it, I was completely normal.
Gotcha.
And that's what I came across after doing it every day for 2 years, you know? So it was a little different for me, but I turned into like a hermit. I didn't want to see anybody. Because I didn't want anybody to know I was using. So I just quit leaving my house, but I was just incredibly thin. But, one thing I have noticed is it fucked my nasal cavity up. Like I have gnarly breathing problems and stuff all the time now, and I get out of breath super quickly.
How can you tell if somebody's like doing cocaine or maybe even other drugs? But what's like the main sign that you see in people? Talking real fast, stuttering? Or,
yeah, stuff like that. But it just depends on how long they've been doing it. I mean, everyone's
they might
super
be able
different.
To mask it a
and it
little
depends.
Bit.
It depends like if they're on good coke or bad coke.
Yeah,
you know what
okay.
I mean? Like completely depending on what it's cut with and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know. It's hard to say. Like I can always pick up on it, but it's not for anything specific. It's like
there's a bunch of different things. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed like you know, with my own dealings with it, with my brothers, that you know, they start not caring about stuff that normal people would care about or that they would normally care about.
Right.
And that's like usually a sign, like, oh, wait a second,
people
maybe something. And they kind of start talking a lot differently. You're like, oh, that was a weird statement.
Almost
like
they're trying to cover up the fact that they're on it, and they talk really weird and they try to overly act normal. People get really fucking flaky when they're on drugs too.
Yes.
Like bad.
Yeah.
You know,
like just not show up for something and then not return calls.
Yeah,
and
make
not,
excuses as to why. And then they'll always have crazy stories as to why
their phone gets shut off and weird shit.
Or,
like,
I broke my phone or then I lost it. And
like,
then
who the fuck's phone gets shut off?
Yeah.
You know?
it's just
completely,
like that.
You know? Like,
people
like,
just act funny. Because it's not as blatantly obvious as if someone's been drinking. You know, it's a little bit different.
Right. It might take longer.
Yeah. Luckily, I've never dealt with anyone I've truly cared about being a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
I was always that person. So I've never really had to go through it the way my friends and family had to go through it. You
have siblings?
Yeah, my little sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Who I'm pretty close with now. But I mean,
where does she live at?
Reno. Yeah,
okay,
she
is
a full-time college student and a barista. So
nice.
And your mom joined your gym, right?
Yeah, my mom joined my gym. So my mom, who also was a bodybuilder, triathlete, we got her to join CrossFit, so she's lifting weights and shit now, which is cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I don't know, I always feel really bad with what I put my family through, but I think I've redeemed myself a little bit these past couple of years, which is good.
Yeah that's a nice feeling.
Yeah,
but so you haven't really been there to actually deal with the members that you're providing free memberships to.
Well, we haven't. So we have, and the reason we haven't started that program is because I haven't been there. And so actually one of our coaches, Matt Aiken, his mom is a psychiatrist, and she mostly works with addicts, alcoholics. So she's actually going to help me oversee the program. So it's legit.
That's pretty cool.
You know, it's
okay,
not just me being like, oh yeah, cool, you're in recovery. You know, so she'll actually assess people and they'll check in with her about if they're being active and like going to meetings, because I don't want anybody walking in and being like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, trying to get sober, but she wants to see that they're actively
That they want it and maybe deserve
exactly. it. And those are the people I want to provide free memberships to, not just everybody who has a drinking problem and wants to get sober. You need to like take the steps.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really cool. Yeah.
You're not really there to solve anything for them. You're being supportive,
right?
Not,
yeah. yeah, giving them a safe place, and I'm not counseling them by any means.
Not Dr. Donuts over here.
I should go to Baker's.
Baker's are pretty good.
Yeah, I got to gain like 6 pounds, man.
Top donut place in the nation you've been to? Maybe top two.
Ooh, Glam Doll Donuts.
Where's that
in
at?
Minneapolis. Oh. And then Blue Star in Portland, Oregon.
Blue Star is so good.
So fun. Blows so legit. Doors on Voodoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Blows doors.
Yeah, why do people even go to Voodoo?
Exactly.
Is Baker's even on your radar? I think Baker's is pretty
Baker's
good.
Baker's is really good.
It's
yeah,
pretty good,
I've been a couple times. They actually sent the gym donuts and deadlifts spelled out
that's
like
sick.
In the letter
awesome.
Donuts for
yeah,
us during our grand opening weekend, which
that's
is pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
You going to have a donut shop next to the gym?
We actually want to open Black Iron Donuts. We wouldn't open it next to the gym because it's really industrial, but we'd open it like Midtown area in Reno, which is like the foodie kind of new hip area. So I think about Black Iron Donuts. So I'm talking to a pastry chef who might relocate from LA, which would be cool.
Damn, that'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
Super yeah.
Awesome.
What about our fat asses will be there
all
the time.
Yeah, what about Super Training
like,
Pizza or something?
Yeah. Be hanging out there all the time. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, I can't have it next to the gym. That'd be a fucking nightmare. All my members would not look so great.
Yeah.
Everybody
got to get it
fattening up.
Get really strong.
You have any questions before we drop out of here?
Way to just put me on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
you don't have to make one up.
I mean, I know I had like thought of a couple things, but I didn't want to sound like super cheese ball. Like,
you don't have to send, dude, don't
text them to Mark.
It.
Mark will ask them.
I know, right?
Oh, I just came up with something.
No, no, I think it's.
I think like
good,
from
you know?
Like all my like Instagram like trolling and like you know reading things. I have about a year ago. I kind of like made a. I stopped commenting on things on Instagram, even if it. Because it's just people get so defensive and so like psycho over things. So I guess as somebody who has like a ton of followers, like what's like either like the first thing that like someone said to you that made you go, oh, fuck, like or it hurt your feelings? Or now do you just like when you get all like notifications on your phone, do you just go like, fuck it, I don't even care?
There's nothing anyone can say to me at this point because the past year I've really focused on being transparent because... I'm not going to go into details, but the year before last, I was not the most transparent person ever, and I fucked up a couple times really bad. And so what happened was, is I admitted to everything I was doing wrong or had done wrong.
You kind of mentioned you were not drinking and not doing drugs, but you weren't you weren't living a sober lifestyle.
Exactly.
I was reverting back to your old ways that you weren't happy with.
Yeah, exactly. And I did a couple things that were just blatantly wrong. I mean, most people listening probably know what they were because I was very transparent about it. So now I'm at the point now where because I've been so overly honest with everybody, there's nothing anybody can tell me I don't already know. And it's kind of one of those things where I just shrug my shoulders and say, whatever. And for every negative comment, there's 1,000 awesome ones.
Yeah.
And so I just focus on those people. Those are who matters. I used to panic and go around on the internet looking for bad things about myself to just get upset over. And Drew's like, why are you fucking doing that to yourself? It doesn't matter. Yeah. So there's, I mean, and honestly, what I do now is if
what were those things that would bother you? Remember?
That people would say.
Yeah.
Just stuff about my weight, because I did gain a lot of weight, and I was guilty of photoshopping a couple pictures of myself about a year and a half ago, which obviously is wrong, because I'm posting pictures of myself that were doctored up by the photographer, by whoever, being, you know.
Which is not uncommon.
Yeah,
by
right. No, and I know everyone
industry,
does it
right?
now. But at that point in time, I was still, you know, coaching nutrition for people, and I wasn't comfortable with my own weight, and so I felt the need to falsify my personal image to validate myself and get praise from people, and it was wrong, you know. And so now it's kind of at the point where, like, I absolutely feel no need to do that anymore. I've worked really hard, and so it was just kind of shit like that. People be like, "Oh, well, she photoshops her pictures." Or,
yeah, people get really crazy. They want to. They really want to say something really negative. I don't know why, you know, why that is, but I had a friend that was a newscaster for a while, and she said that like. People would like send her messages like saying, "I hope you die. You're so fat." Like they'd say
it's
stuff
so
like
weird.
That.
Like I'm just
and
trying to deliver the weather. What's
yeah.
the issue?
Yeah, yeah. She's beautiful and stuff. And it's just like what the
it's
fuck
weird.
Is
it's,
that?
And
about?
It's
How
always
does that make
like,
any sense?
And it's always really miserable people.
But it's never somebody you know. Usually,
right.
you know.
Yeah. And you know, and like you know, one thing about me, like I can sit down and I can honestly say I would never say something mean to intentionally hurt another person. If anything I have ever said that has ever hurt somebody, it's been completely on accident. Or I didn't think it through, or I would never in my life purposely say something to directly hurt someone's feelings, hurtful, especially behind my phone or my computer.
Well, because you know those people would never say that to your face if they say on the street. Right. They wouldn't be like, oh, and go like, fuck yourself thing too, is
there's,
you're a piece of
there's
shit.
Plenty of fucking people I don't care for. You know what I mean? And I don't go around telling everybody how much I don't like them. Or I definitely, you know, I just pretend like they don't fucking exist. And I'm not for everybody. A lot of people don't like how I am on the internet or how I am in or anything. And if you don't fucking, that's fine. I don't need everyone to like me, but I also don't need you to be a shithead.
Totally.
Whether it's to my face or behind my back, right. You know, just focus on your shit and who
just try to
like.
Be an adult.
Right. Exactly. That's what it comes down to. And you know, that's what was so funny about being at Nationals. You put 1200 lifters in a room. Most of them don't like each other. And it was just so fucking funny to watch people being super nice to each other's face and turning around me like, oh, I can't fucking stand that. I'm like, really? You know, it was just funny. It was
all right. I
funny.
Have one more question.
Okay.
Because this is something that like I'm super passionate about. Mm-hmm. What is your, and because I know you are super educated on like food and eating and everything, what's your take on artificial sweeteners?
They're not, they're, in what respect?
Well, like, okay.
So here's the thing. I don't like pump. Personally, I don't like pumping my body full of them. I notice a change in my mood, and I notice a change in, like, feeling tired. The more, I'm not going to say names because I think that you guys were talking about maybe having one of these companies sponsor the PowerCast at one point, but there's a certain, like.
We haven't made any headway.
Like, certain energy drinks, stuff like that. Like, I do drink
them. We love them all.
I do drink them if I need a pick-me-up. I fucking love a White Monster. But at the same time, I'm not. Drew drinks four a fucking day.
Yeah. That a
and
boy.
There's times where he's like, oh, I don't feel good. I have a headache. And it's like, so there's times, like, if you notice that they're negatively affecting your mood or anything like that, I would say back off them a little bit. But I'm also not that person that's like, Stevia's, I guess, kind of natural, but it's like, you know, Splenda's the devil, aspartame's the devil. I'm not that person either. I let everybody kind of like choose their own way. From an aesthetic standpoint, there's going to be no negative repercussions, but, and, you know, people like Lane and stuff will go into huge debates over there's no research supporting any of the claims, and which is partially true, but I just base it all on how an individual feels.
Yeah.
So similar basis. Do you feel about Sour Patch or anything else? Like if it fucks you up or doesn't...
lay off it a little. Yeah. And in moderation. It comes down to everything in moderation.
Are you eating a bunch of it every day?
Right. Are you... There's... God, there's people...
How much artificial sweetener is somebody actually having?
Well,
you know?
That's the thing is...
Maybe they're not...
Well,
maybe
I think
they're
that also... Like,
people at Starbucks dumping 6 packets of sweetened London coffee. I'm like, whoa.
Right? Yeah. Well, and I think that like sugar, artificial sweeteners are also super addicting. So I think that once you get in that and you're so used to it and then people are using them all day long that they probably... I know I had a friend who was like that. She would put like 6 Splendas in her coffee and then have like sugar-free vanilla pumped in there. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I feel like shit.
And then when she stopped doing that, she felt like shit. But then when she got off of it, she was like, oh my God.
That sounds pretty extreme.
I love root beer. But I also don't like drinking all my calories. So I drink diet root beer and people are like, oh, that's so fucking bad for you.
One thing
like,
that is true, though, is artificial sweeteners are much sweeter than sugar.
Oh, yeah.
So the actual molecular amount... In a diet soda or Monster or even a sweet and low pack is much
very
less
minimal,
compared to what would be a tablespoon of table sugar.
Table sugar.
So the amount you're taking in, whether it's good or bad, who may know, is less.
It's pretty trace when it comes right down to it.
That's what people don't realize. It's a super.
I think if you're consuming enough artificial sweetener that it gives you diarrhea, because it does that for some people, it's
gummy
too
bears.
Much. Yes, it's too much.
Yeah, what kind is that?
Sugar-free gummy bears.
Yeah, it's like a certain sugar.
Xylitol.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
I think they took that out of your most stuff, right? That was in Pringles, too, right?
It's like Zolestra.
Yeah, Zolestra. That's Pringles.
Yeah, that was in those sugar-free chips.
Fat-free chips. That's my diet secret.
Didn't it say on the bag, it said like may cause anal leakage?
Anal leakage.
Is that on the bag?
Yeah, like a fucking French bulldog.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I mean, for me, it's
I might have some anal leakage.
I don't think it's from Pringles, though, buddy.
It's humidity. I'm going to blame it on that.
Could be that gallon of half and half you just drank.
That might have something to do with it, too.
So just spewing out the entire time. Yeah, I know, I got problems. I'm sorry.
It's a preference thing.
Anyone have a tampon?
On a totally unrelated note, but
butt tampon.
but sort of back to social media for a minute. We were having a conversation before you got here about, you know, people hit up anybody that manufactures anything for sponsorships all the time. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of that stuff filters through me, even though I don't have anything to do with it. I just either pass it on or I just say, you know, there's probably no chance. And,
you're a fucking loser.
And I think kind of the bottom line is really, like, if you have to ask, then you probably don't have a chance.
Exactly.
But especially, you know, if somebody comes to you with, okay, well, these are what my lifts are, this is what I've accomplished or whatever, and they have no social media presence at all, they're not really providing anything for the brand. You're giving them something, but they're not giving you anything. But
sadly, it's a business, right?
But sadly, it's a business. So, like, what is your take? Because Mike was saying that maybe not everybody that you sponsor has a super high.
Yeah, they're not millions.
It's really only one that doesn't have a large social media following, and he also just so happens to be the strongest one. Chris Cheney, he came to me. We agreed that we were not going to sponsor anybody else, and I got an email from this kid. And he's the most humble, nicest, 23 years old, owns a fucking nonprofit, has a gourmet popcorn business that he like runs on the side.
No, I love popcorn.
Yeah. So he's just like, you know, and he was just kind of like, hey, I'm just like reaching out to companies because I don't know. And then the kid snatches like 360 pounds, you know, and he has like.
CrossFitter, weightlifter?
Weightlifter. Cool. All weightlifting. Strong as shit. 23 years old. Out of Oklahoma City. And I like read all his stats, and it was just like a genuinely good-hearted email. And he wasn't, you know, and he didn't even know that I pay my athletes. He was just looking.
Is he a hot young piece of ass?
A lot of girls like him.
Oh, yeah. So that's yes. That's, yeah, that's don't. Reason. Drew's not listening. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And so it was just funny because like he.
We're sponsoring this guy, Drew. You got no say.
I've heard he's really hot with a huge cack. I've heard.
So he does, you know, he had like under 1,000 Instagram followers and but he's just super impressive and his code's been used like 5-10 times maybe. Well, all the girls have been used 1,000 times, but I don't care. Right. At this point, it's like he.
Does he want to send me popcorn? More importantly.
I bet he would. It's a Cheney's popcorn. After his last name. Yeah, me too. So yeah, I mean, there's people who.
Is it like Dick Cheney's popcorn? Is it hitting you in the face?
Dick Cheney's popcorn.
I'll take two, please.
Shoot you right in the face.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Most of my athletes have, you know, 10 to 50,000 Instagram followers.
Well, that's kind of the part of the deal, right?
Yeah, because obviously to be able to promote. But at the same time, we always joke about, like, the brand has my Instagram following.
Right. So.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those things where it's like I tag the brand enough and enough people buy it. I mean, it's grown very organically, which is what I really like. Like Mike Golick, did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
He wore on Father's Day, had a Donuts and Deadlift shirt on. And I woke up to like 100 text messages tweets. And I was like, what is happening? And everyone's like, Mike Golick's wearing a Donuts and Deadlift shirt on ESPN right now. I was like, freak out. What?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was one of the coolest things that's ever happened to the brand. So it's grown pretty organically at this point.
Yeah, and the good thing about owning your own business is you just do what you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's cool and you like them, you can help them.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're not cool and they're not responding well to, you know, maybe you sent them some products and maybe they wear it for a while, but then after a while maybe they're not into it for whatever reason anymore, then you kind of discontinue, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It's not that hard to really sort of figure out, but the more that someone does for you, the more that you can do for them.
Right.
But you really can't. You can't really just start out with like sponsorship.
Right.
A lot of times, the people that are worth that have like 100,000 followers or more, usually kind of have their own shit going on, and usually aren't really fishing around for money anyway.
Right.
Because they're usually doing well enough on their own.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird. You know, you'll get these people that are just kind of starting, and they're just, you know, maybe just starting to lift or just starting to do something cool, and they're like looking for like a contract of some sort, and like, well, they're.
And that's one thing.
No one really does that, you know, is the news flash for them.
We explain to everybody, in order to be sponsored, you need a competitive resume. You need to have competed in a strength sport multiple times. So because that's the whole point is we want people wearing it at their meets and we want people to see them lifting in it and wearing it. Mm. It's more than just Instagram, you know.
Right.
So all of my lifters have been competing, I mean, for at least 5 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anybody else got anything else to say?
I ain't got shit.
I ain't got fucking shit either.
Lunchtime.
Definitely lunchtime.
I have to go back to the fucking bank because when I got there, I didn't have my tax ID. Oh, so I sat on the phone with the IRS for an hour.
Ugh.
And then he gave me the number, but I was already on my way here. And he's like, well, the bank's not going to let me fax this without you present. So I need to go back.
Oh,
I know. Shitty.
All right. Well, it was great having you ladies on the show.
Yeah. Matt, Vincent, and I are in a competition of who's going to be on the PowerCast the most.
So is Omar.
How many times has he been on?
I think Omar's winning.
No.
How many?
Boar wins.
Oh, maybe Boar wins.
Boar's killed everybody.
No, Omar did the live one, though.
Yeah.
How many times
Omar's been on twice, right?
I've been on it three or four. I'm four.
Yeah, Omar's three or four.
Three.
Boar's maybe four or five.
I think he's probably at least five.
Fuck.
I'm on, I think, the most.
Yeah, you probably win. Yeah, Matt said he's been on four.
Maybe.
That doesn't seem right. I feel like it's been three.
Maybe you send us some donuts. Maybe Matt never gets on again.
He was on the phone. He was on with his brother. He was on
and Popcornler.
And then he's been on one other time.
Fuck. So we're tied.
Yeah, Boar's probably five or six, though.
Yeah, I like counting on Boar. Boar's just like an extra.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guest that's not a guest.
Floating around.
A guest that's not welcome.
He just shows up.
Yes.
All right, this show sucked. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for nothing, ladies.
So where can people find you, ladies? Yes. Anonymous can find nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere. Chrissy?
She's at everything, nowhere,
everything
underscore.
Everything is Chrissy May Cagney, all across the board. Or Black Iron Gym.
And Donuts Black and Deadlifts.
And Donuts and Deadlifts.
Donutsandeadlifts.com?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered. I'm at Mark Smellybell on Instagram and Twitter.
Later. At Silent Mike, 2Ks, Instagram, and Twitter.
I'm Jimmy D, STD TV, everywhere.
STD.
STD, STTV, everywhere that I want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram, at Mark Bell's PowerCast. Facebook.com/SuperTrainingGym. Twitter and Periscope, at STGymSac. And thanks to our sponsors, HowMuchAdventure.net, ThePowerMagazine.com, Rogue Fitness at thepowercast.com/rogue and Compex USA at shopcompex.com and 8 Men Strong. And we're out.
Mark Bell's PowerCast is a production of Super Train.